For years, politicians have wondered how to get young people engaged with the electoral process. Well, 23-year-old Antonio Valdovinos could help point the way. He was born in Mexico and brought to the United States illegally. Valdovinos and a group of other young people were first spurred to action in 2011 after the Maricopa Community College System, which, by the way, owns KJZZ's license, stopped charging undocumented students in-state tuition.
One of the biggest turning points for me in my life getting involved in politics was when I understood how people got elected. And so once I understood that these, you know, elected officials only got elected by a couple hundred ballots, I thought that wasn't good enough, especially when there was a large amount of Latinos that were just not being represented. We got involved and we just simply started knocking on doors and having real compassionate conversations with people at the doors. A lot of people were apathetic back in 2011 about voting. Latinos, they felt like they were going to get ignored either way, until we actually came with some material and educating them on, like, hey, you want to know why your street hasn't been paved in the last 25 years? Let me tell you why.
Valdovinos helped found the grassroots campaign group known as Team Awesome. That team pounded the pavement to help get Phoenix City Councilman Danny Valenzuela elected. It worked on the unsuccessful 2012 campaigns for Paul Penzone and Rich Carmona. This year, the group was split in its support for candidates in the race for the Phoenix Council's District 8 seat. Some members worked for Lawrence Robinson, who lost in the primary. Valdovinos went to work for Kate Gallego, who was elected Tuesday.
In Kate's campaign, we were able to innovate the way we operated in the field, because you had competing field teams. Also, we went and we targeted Latinos, African Americans, and everybody in the demographics, but it was mostly people who were interested in these issues. And in the District 8, it was mostly to do with not getting enough of the resources that other council districts were getting.
So what kinds of innovations and new kind of techniques did your campaign come up with to try to target voters?
Well, we'd like to keep that a secret, so, you know, that's how we stayed on top. But, you know, a lot of people tell me, hey, good luck. And it's like, no, we don't need luck. We need persistency and consistency, because we walked since February, and then in June and July, we really pushed it hard. And I call this the war machine, and it's actually a Toyota Prius. You know, we were picking up students from Glendale. We were picking up students from North Phoenix. We were picking up students from South Mountain. We were picking up students all over the place that wanted to be involved in this particular race, because they saw a candidate that was so qualified to make a difference in these areas.
You've been successful in a couple of city council races, unsuccessful in a county race and a statewide race. Do you think this kind of campaigning is, in general, more effective in smaller, more concentrated races as opposed to bigger ones with more voters and more geography to cover?
Yes, because you have more control. And when it comes to larger races with the Senate seat, that was half of a state, and there's absolutely no way we could have operated in half a state because we just didn't have any money.
But despite the challenges the group faces, Antonio Valdovino says Team Awesome may reunite for next year's elections, and he says one day he'd like to go to work for the city of Phoenix, putting campaign promises into action.